The McElroy brothers are not experts. And their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert. But if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Would you guys like to learn an interesting fact about mushrooms? If I were to ask you, are they plants or animals?
They're fungus.
It's plasma, I'm pretty sure. It's the fourth state of matter.
No, it's fungus, because it's the study of mushrooms isn't botany, it's mycology.
Okay, Griffin.
Yeah, I wasn't listening to the show before, so I don't know.
Just knew that.
Oh, okay, cool.
If I were to say Are they animals or plants? What would you say?
I would say, what's an animal?
Damn.
Thanks. In a lot of ways, plants is animals. Some of them eat bugs.
Yeah.
That's sort of our thing. Animals, that is.
Look how carefully the little spider spins the web around the fact that he doesn't know.
I don't know.
Yes. All right. Moving on. Welcome to our show. So happy to not be alone anymore, and we are so happy to be here with you here in Cleveland. This is an advice show. I don't know if you've ever seen one of those before.
Well, we haven't said our names yet, Justin.
Why not?
Well, weirdly, you sort of hopped in immediately with fun mushroom facts.
Now, to be fair, you started talking about Dad karate chopping the...
Okay, yes. Thank
but
you.
To be fair, my pants and crotch are super duper wet.
With White Claw?
Yes, with White Claw.
Woo! Woo! I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy. Hey.
What's up, Trav Nation? I'm your middleest brother, Big Dog Woof Woof, Travis McElroy.
It's hard to know when to get in there with my thing during the woof woof.
I know.
With applause, I'm like, oh, it's dying down. The woof woof just seems to continue.
Even when it's not being done, it's in their hearts.
It really is. I'm the sweet baby one, Griffin McElroy.
That's nice.
Well, now that we know you can hit that level, let's start back at Justin and go through it again.
It's a special relationship I have with Cleveland.
How's your tummy?
Not good.
Yeah.
So let me tell you the arc that happened, but Griffin's villain arc.
And it's to himself, right?
Yes,
always.
100%. We drove here, and this is what I saw today. We stopped at a rest stop.
Yeah. That, it's not going to be funny for a while. So
we
just
stopped
like,
at a rest stop. It had a bunch of like restaurant and quick service places. And Griffin at 11:30 said, I can just bypass lunch and eat here. And it was like, yeah, it's 11:30. That makes sense. He got a pastry.
Everybody else got lunch. I didn't want to commit because I didn't want to eat Panera Bread. I'm sorry if that makes me a villain. Wait. So hold on. Just to understand that, woo. Were you excited to hear the name Panera Bread, or do you just fucking hate Panera Bread so much that, okay, kick ass.
It's hate. So then, cut to 4:30 when we arrive at the venue, and Griffin's like, fuck, I should have eaten lunch. I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
And then he sees pepperoni rolls have been provided by the venue.
Now listen, my hindbrain did a lot of stuff before my more evolved forebrain could get a hand on the ball. It was already in the microwave for 20 seconds, and then I scorfed that bad boy right down my...
Within each of us is a deep vein of West Virginia dirt bang.
Yeah.
And Graham was like, oh, yeah, pepperoni roll. Didn't even think about it. And he was like, that did me so right. And then a ticking clock began.
Yeah. It's
and bad. I think 23 and a half minutes went by. We were doing sound check, and Griffin's like, I need to leave the stage right now.
Griffin, the day before this, went to a coin-operated arcade museum with me. And while there, it's called Marvin's Marvelous Mechanical Museum.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been there. If you have, it's a coin-operated museum full of machines that date back to the 1900s and before. And yes, my brother Griffin did order a hot dog there.
From a machine?
No, from the counter there.
Oh, thank God.
Which he described...
Travis, I swear to God, it popped right out of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade machine. Fully cooked, fully dressed.
I'd eat that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Which he described as the most wrinkly thing he's ever seen.
It was pretty wrinkly.
Moments before horfing it into his mouth in three bites, and minutes before complaining about the intestinal distress that the coin-operated arcade hot dog was causing him.
If you guys just want to let me know where the cool hospital is.
But Griffin, it's like daily, man. The little plastic castle's a surprise every time.
When the cat's away.
No, you're the cat.
I mean?
No, who's the cat? You're the cat.
Hey, if I don't have supervision of any kind from people who love me and feel some responsibility over me, I make bad food choices constantly. I'm like a little baby over
now,
here.
Now, I want to say, because this has come up multiple times on the show recently, where you're like, you guys talk about me like I'm a child.
Yeah.
Yeah, before we went to the museum, Griffin was like, oh, I'm so hungry. And I was like, I have some fresh fruit in my room. And you said, no, I'll find something there.
And I did.
And then when we, your brothers, are like, hey, bud, you need to take care of yourself. We're like, I'm not a child. Now, watch me eat this hot dog. It's the wrinkliest thing I've ever seen.
Pepperoni roll was good as hell, though. Thank you so much. Hey, let's start the show instead of talking about how brave I'm being. I think we can all agree by appearing on this stage here tonight.
If Griffin has to leave the stage for a moment, no one make a big deal out of that.
Don't write that check for me unless you're ready to cash it, Travis.
I'm trying to look out for you.
I appreciate it.
I was sitting on my porch, as I often do during the summer, and a delivery driver pulled up with a package. What should I do in this situation? If I go inside, that makes me seem rude or anxious. If I get up and walk away halfway to meet them, it seems like maybe I'm trying to steal it or I'm overeager. If I greet them and let them put the package on the porch, I feel like I'm acting better than them or that I don't appreciate their efforts. I've ordered a lot of online stuff and I really enjoy my porch, so this will probably happen a lot. Help.
I wish this mean delivery man would stop bugging me.
That's from Overthinking in Ohio. Are you here? Hi.
Okay.
I love the long con worry of you were sitting on the porch and then met them halfway to steal it. As if you thought, I'm a neighbor and they get good shit here. I'm going to wait on the porch till something comes. Just in case there's a delivery today.
Oh, it's the perfect crime. I'll just get a lawn chair and sit out there and wait.
Make sure they see my face and everything when they hand it to me.
Never be there again. It's perfect.
Now, I was going to suggest you could, like, mark out an area for the bag and say, just right there. But that does seem like a trap, doesn't it?
It does.
That's going to open up and drop them into a pit or something.
Yeah.
They're looking out for that kind of thing. Boy, things sure have changed since we were kids, huh? Sheesh.
Yeah, wait.
Go on. Go off king!
Like, you never see Mr. Rogers, like, putting on his slippers, like, won't you be... Oh, fuck, it's me, Feely. Kids, get out of here.
Close the blinds.
Close the blinds, guys. She's gone.
I think he's gone.
He just left it out there.
Clang, clang. Pretend to be asleep right now. They can see us through the windows.
Is he... When the delivery driver comes, just look at him and go, yes, please. Give me package.
Give me package.
And then you say, no, stay. It's a one-on-one unboxing.
Yeah.
Like and subscribe.
I got...
Don't cry.
I got Twister in the mail. Let's play it together.
when you're confused about social interaction, here's what I tend to default to. How stoked am I going to be not to have to walk up that driveway? And the answer is very stoked. Thank you. Thanks for coming to meet me. I appreciate it. I didn't want to carry the box all the way down. If you come up to get it as a delivery driver, I think as a delivery driver, I'm stoked.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you. That was very nice of you. Thank you.
Justin, then you've never been in the position where you meet them halfway, and then they have to take a picture proving they delivered it.
Oh, holding it in the...
A thing that has happened to me.
Yeah.
So then I get texted a picture with my hands.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to do some tasteful portraits of me in my Soda Stream refill tank. I'll treasure this forever, Michael. Thank you.
That is a cheap way of getting family portraits done.
Uh-huh.
You know,
this is my new social media platform, Too Real.
I also think that there is a proximity that is too close for you to come to meet them to get the package.
Okay.
You don't want to be standing on the curb just kind of bouncing up and down. Oh, well, the Wells Fargo wagon is a
round. No, you're wrong. On the curb, it could be accidental. If you're on the house and then you sprint up to the curb, that's not good either.
But if you're standing on the curb doing this, just back and forth, are they coming? Now, there's also, I don't know how big the porch is, but if you're too far away from this, like if it's a big porch and you're at the far end of the porch and you just watch them come up and leave it and leave, that's the worst version for me.
Okay, I thought you were going to go a different way.
No, I'm not endorsing this.
Well, you said if it's a big enough porch, which made me think, how big a porch does this gotta be for you to
if it's a wraparound, you're around the corner.
Yeah.
Now that would be bad to see that happening as you're coming out to the front door.
I actually pictured myself doing it as it happened.
Come.
I should be arrested.
How about another question?
Our new neighbor has been slowly moving in next door and left a large wooden bookshelf in their yard. The next day, it started raining, and I thought I'd be a good neighbor and cover the shelf with a tarp to protect it. It's been a week now. The rain has passed, and the neighbor has been to the house multiple times since then, and they have not acknowledged the tarp-wrapped shelf in their yard. Brothers, I'm not looking for praise for being a good neighbor, but I do want my tarp back at some point. Do I just take it back? Do I have to cover the shelf back up if it rains again? Do I wait till they acknowledge it? What do I do? That's from Tarpless in Seattle.
Are you here? Woo, all right.
Now, one time there was a big old windstorm in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys have heard of it. And someone in our neighborhood's trampoline blew like two blocks over.
Yeah.
And I've always thought that if I woke up in the morning and there was just suddenly a trampoline in my backyard where once there was none, I would have a thought of, thank you, God.
Yeah.
And so perhaps your neighbor was like, what are the chances? It started raining and a big wind blew a tarp over to cover my bookshelf. Miracles really do happen.
Yeah, it's such a blessing. Like the universe did that for you. You're not going to question the universe.
No. Yeah, and then if you go over and grab it, the neighbor's like, whoa,
hey,
that's my miracle tarp.
The universe did that for me. You know how in algebra they love when you like do it backwards? Like that's the first part I solve it. It's like, okay, first make it backwards. Do you get it now? This, I feel like, is a really good example of you have to think of the inverse of this question. And if you would also send it into this podcast, you have probably made a mistake at some point. If someone's like, hey, I put a bookshelf outside and I was about to bring it in and then my neighbor ran over and covered it with a tarp. And now I don't want to take the bookshelf in because that's like I'm stealing their tarp.
Is it theirs now?
Is it theirs now? Did they claim my bookshelf? Sincerely, should I move?
And then we'd be like, yeah, man, you got to get out
of here. Yeah, you got to get out of here. What?
They're trying to kidnap your bookcase.
That's so weird. Horses, ghosts, whatever.
Maybe they thought it looked, and we'd be like, maybe they thought it looked cold and they're just trying to put a bookshelf shirt on it. And then you guys would be like, that's not funny, Griffin. And I'd be like, whatever, man. And then I'd be weirdly quiet for the rest of the episode.
So thank goodness you're not that person.
I'm so glad we didn't get that question,
yeah,
guys.
That
sliding doors.
Yeah, what a miracle.
Maybe they wanted it wet.
Yes.
Maybe it was dirty, and they wanted the rain to wash it off.
Maybe that was a bookcase they got from a relative they don't like.
Yeah.
Maybe they wanted a good excuse to throw it away, and that swelling of the wood is exactly what they were waiting for. Oh, no, it's trash now.
Maybe it's the laziest birdhouse on earth.
Maybe they thought they were putting together a sort of tiny public library, but didn't really know how it works or anything.
Maybe they're afraid it's haunted now.
Maybe. Because it does look like probably a big blue eyeless ghost. Can you sneak over to their yard and
Clearly, yes.
And discreetly steal the bookshelf out from under the tarp while leaving it.
The Prestige!
No, don't steal it. If you're going to do that, you have to get it into their home.
Put it into their home.
Reverse heist, Justin. I'm hearing you.
Yes. Yeah.
If you're going to do that, load it up with books, too. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. It's the least you could do.
Start covering other shit in their yard with tarps.
Yes.
Like one a week. Really slow roll this.
We just want to keep it free of dust for when Madam returns from her estate.
Yes.
Okay, I have one foolproof solve for this. It's a little bit of work, but you're going to need to put one of your bookshelves outside. And then you take the tarp back and put it on yours. You're like, I'm sorry, I've only got one tarp. And a lot of people on this street, one of the normal things we do is put bookshelves outside. So I'm glad you heard about that. You're already on that tip. That's very cool
of
you.
Does your bookshelf also stink like rancid shit? Because mine does. That's why it lives outside. No, I know it doesn't because I got real close to it when I put the tarp on.
Yeah, that was me. I know I should have said something to you about it at any point. I'm sorry.
Prior to this moment.
I came back in, told my wife, I don't know why they put the bookshelf outside. It doesn't stink like rancid shit. Like ours does.
I take the train into work every day, and every day I find myself jealous of the conductors in their sweet hats. I've been pining for one of those hats since I was a child. Unfortunately, there's nowhere I can find that sells them, meaning I'd have to get one straight from the source. How can I convince one of these conductors to give me their hat? Should I offer them money or something? That's from languishing on the Long Island Railroad.
Are you here? No.
On that train.
Living that train life, baby. I don't blame you. Hey, I'd rather be on a fucking train than on this stage doing a show right now. I love trains. I get it.
Offering money isn't going to work. That's the number one thing that they teach them to. Hey, can I give you money for a hat? This is the test.
Yeah.
Because they have to be incorruptible. Because the biggest danger for train guys is somebody's going to be like, I'll give you $100 if you pass these next three stops. I'm in a huge rush. You got to have somebody's like, I don't think I'm going to be able to do that.
So that's why they're paid so well.
Yeah. Right. I'm incorruptible. Right.
All the power is in the hat. With the hat on, you can go right into the captain's chamber and say, we're going backwards all of a sudden. We've
got to break 88 miles per hour. I'm never getting back to Hill Valley. Now, let me ask you this. When you say straight to the source, do you think the conductor is the source?
Yeah, that's also my question is, they buy the hats also. It's not like when they get the job, the conductor's like Fontanelle spreads open and a hat.
See, I was thinking more of like a make-your-own-lightsaber thing. It's not like, well, there's one last step you must complete, and they send them into the woods, and then they come back with their own conductor's hat. And how they made it is each one's journey.
to Lids at the mall to get their hat.
I don't think Lids sells conductor hats.
I bet if you
any
ask,
job you want, our hats give you the power of that job. Welcome
what do you
to
want?
Lids.
Be a firefighter guy. We got a hat for that here at
yeah.
Lids.
I'd like a Lids employee's hat. God damn it.
Dang it. You thought of it, huh? We always are worried somebody's going to pull that on us.
There's got to be a service that sells uniforms for jobs.
Cintas, right? That's all
no,
they do.
Not that.
No, not that. Okay.
It could be. The problem is I don't think you can call one of those services and get one of something because they're just going to assume that you're in a heist and you need
yes.
to disguise.
Right.
I think at this point probably Catch Me If You Can is like required viewing for any uniform provider.
Yeah.
Where they're like, no. If a guy just shows up and like, I lost mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's play that scene out. Okay. Let's play that scene out. Okay. You lost yours. Where is it?
I lost it.
Okay, where'd you lose it?
If I knew that.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Is it on the train?
Fuck, yeah.
Okay. Because if he had said no,
I'll do that.
Okay,
right.
Is it on the train?
Nah, man, I was going too fast on the train with the window open. It flew right off the fucking window, man.
One of the
rules. You gotta help me out. I grew it myself.
One of the main rules we have is you don't take your hat off and you don't take it off the train. So if it's not off the train, I don't know how you lost it.
So you're saying that every conductor has to leave their hat in the train before they get off the
train? I'm saying if you suddenly don't have a hat, you're going to have to do some explaining to your bosses about where your hat went because they're on guard for it. That's the number one thing you have to do is not lose the hat because they cannot have other people pretending to drive the trains.
Yeah.
It's wholly unacceptable.
I don't think the conductor drives the train.
We are torn about this currently.
Is a conductor a plant or an animal?
There's been a lot of back and forth about this. Fair enough.
Science isn't sure.
I drink coffee every day, so I go through a lot of mugs. My roommate has mugs with pictures of him and his fiance on them. So my question...
Ooh, la la, did you summer in France?
Is it the word fiancé, Travis?
No, did you hear the pronunciation, Griffin?
Then my question is, would it be weird
Say it again.
Okay. I drink coffee every day, so I go through a lot of mugs. My roommate has mugs with our pictures of him and his fiancé on them. So my question is, would it be weird to drink out of them? I don't want to unnecessarily run the dishwasher for half a load, but I don't want to seem weird putting my mouth on something that has my picture of my roommate and his beloved on it. That's from Seeking to be Caffeinated in Not Cleveland.
Are you here?
Hi.
All right, hello. Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. Very important follow-up. Is your roommate here? Thank God.
Awesome. Now, listen. I picked this question, and we chose this question, and it wasn't until hearing my brother read it that I processed them as not the mugs, but thinking about it as drinking out of them, my roommate and his fiance.
But you're not.
And when I thought about it in that way, the answer is so obvious to me.
Travis, do you think that when the
I don't think that's what they meant.
No, I know, but for a moment there, you definitely did think that when the roommate drank out of this mug with his own picture of him and his wife on it, he was like, drinking out of me and my wife.
Yeah.
All right, dude.
I'm not saying, like, we're drinking out of me and my wife. More of like, my wife and I's love has warmed my coffee.
I think there's a way to drink out of your roommate and fiance mug. And my immediate thought is straw will help get you out of this situation.
That seems weirder to me. That seems weirder.
It seems weirder to you to not...
I'm really so... If it's like... If you needed to briefly, if you're making a movie and you need to very briefly communicate that the roommate was a problem, the number one way you would do
it
is by having them drink out of your special love mug, right? Like if you see like, we got to get rid of the roommate, right? Clearly he's the problem in this. He's the third wheel.
It's like you're doing a big kiss on it though, kind of, huh?
It is, like you're kind of trying to join.
If I see that and I'm an extremely weirdly jealous roommate, are you kissing a picture of my fiance and me also?
There is a moment for me where if I'm the roommate and I'm like, why won't he use those mugs?
Think it's weird to not, like...
I think they're really nice mugs. I don't understand. They're always the last ones left. We put them in the mug things so people would use them. Or else we put them in our special hidden spot.
Can you just scratch their faces off the mugs?
Put a sticker of your own face next to them.
That's cool,
on top of the fiancé.
Can you make it a little bit more of a thing? Like, you're really celebrating it. Like, you're drinking, you're like... Yep, that's the love I'm crazy about.
You can really taste the Kevin and Patricia.
Hey, are you guys microwave safe?
Again, Travis, they're not drinking out of the roommates, and I can't make that clear enough to you.
Start getting your own mugs with pictures of you going, on it.
Hey, though, but can you get a mug that has a picture of you drinking out of their mug on it? And then see who drinks out of that motherfucker.
Arms race.
I want a munch squad. I want to munch squad.
I saw it get stuck in your face.
I thought you saw your sleep paralysis demon in the waking daytime hours.
I saw everything in you tense up and try to push it out. It's thematic. The return is here. Fan favorite potato cakes are back at Arby's.
Shit, man.
Wow.
I really... I have a new...
That's all the...
I have a new voice Inside Out style in my brain, and it's just the pepperoni roll, who's like, I don't want to fucking look at that right now, man. Get that out of here. Joy is like, yum, yum. I love fried potato cakes. Disgust is like, I don't know, but the pepperoni roll is like, get that shit out of here, or I'm pushing the yards button.
Do you mean hash browns? Hash browns.
No, Trav, it's Arby's, so it's potato cakes. And Kyle MacLachlan is going to explain why you should join the order of potato cakes.
And he's here tonight.
July, Arby's is answering fans' calls to bring back potato cakes. A fan favorite, potato cakes have passionate fan base across the social media, insisting on the return of the shredded potato fried to a crispy golden brown.
There's no better building material, says fans.
Yeah, man. I've been plugged into social media these last couple weeks because of the news. And man, it's hard to follow because of all these people demanding potato cakes to come back at Arby's.
The iconic side is gracing Arby's menus nationwide for a limited time. I mean,
do they
why?
Use the word gracing?
Yeah, Trav, it says gracing Arby's menu. Gracing Arby's menu. I mean, maybe. For the past 3 years, Arby's fans have mourned the loss of their beloved potato cakes.
Mourn? What?
Mourn the loss. Do you know how fucking sad it is that... The Arby's is like, well, we can't sell them the fried potatoes they love anymore. It's just too expensive. They're potatoes. We have to fry them. We can't make the numbers work. But
also,
sir,
Arby's, 3 years ago, there was some other stuff happening globally that also had us pretty bummed out.
That also maybe might have had an impact on sales of potato.
I don't know, man. Brits. I'm looking at their sales. It's fucking... April 2020, I'm looking at our sales. I don't get it. They've fallen off the face of the earth. They must just be so sad about the potato cakes.
You guys are living a pretty privileged life if at some point in 2021 you didn't have to say out loud, this too? You're taking this too, huh? All right, thank you. My last bit of joy, potato cakes. From the... Y'all, in the past year alone...
Don't cry. It's okay.
In the past year alone, potato cake has been mentioned more than 10,000 times on social media.
That's not a lot!
With loyalists issuing passionate pleas for the revival. Why do you have to justify selling hash browns? Just sell them or don't.
We didn't want to. We fucking hate these things. But you guys...
From the thousands of social posts to online petitions and even dedicated fan accounts, Arby knows the true adoration of potato cakes devotees and is eager to please. Paul, do you have the video handy?
Oh, God.
Hello and welcome to the Order of Potato Cakes.
Now, hold on.
No, we've don't.
We've seen you in the comments section. Some might say you were obsessive or deluded. Heck, some might consider it corporate harassment. But in the Order of Potato Cakes, we call it passion.
So Paul has briefly taken a break. Travis, did you have a question?
Yeah, that's Illuminati, right, what he did?
Nah, it's a hash brown. That's the shape of potato cakes.
We've
that's
seen
the shape
you
of them.
In the comments section. Some might say you were obsessive. Or deluded. Heck, some might consider it corporate harassment.
You remember when McDonald's made a clown?
But in the Order of Potato Cakes, we call it passion. Because you see the world like we see the world. Huh, I love that. See that devotion?
That's pretty good.
That's what I'm talking about. You belong here with us.
Oh, God.
The Order has taken over Arby's social media to ensure the prophecy is fulfilled. Don't worry, they're fine. But the will of the Order has prevailed.
You already won me over.
Potato cakes are back at Arby's. The only thing missing is you. Our ranks grow stronger each day, but we must remain
vigilant. Was that QuakeCon that they just showed?
As this is a limited time order. Now is our time, and the Order of Potato Cakes needs your help. The more you comment about Arby's Potato Cakes, the more you purchase Arby's Potato Cakes, the closer we all get to true potato cake enlightenment. Join us.
What am I supposed to
help
feel?
Help us fulfill the prophecy. And together, we will demonstrate one simple thing to the powers that be. Potato cakes must remain. This concludes our orientation.
Or else.
I hope, I pray that QAnon gets its hands on this commercial. Just because I think it would finally put that whole thing to bed.
Yeah.
Because half of the
Which whole thing? QAnon or the commercial?
Probably QAnon, because half of the QAnon people would be like, this is nothing, guys. And the other half would be like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure.
I think it's part of it.
If you really look at it, I think Kyle's passing along some pretty coded deep state messages. What
can we go, hold on, real quick, Paul. Can we go to like second 25, I think?
Did
somewhere
you
around
time
there.
Code it
yeah,
while we
I wanted to talk about it. Now keep going back. I want to see his shoe. There we go. So, yeah, if we can pause right there. So, what I want to talk about here is of this 2-minute video.
Yes.
These shoes are visible for about 3 seconds.
Yes.
So, someone very passionately chose these shoes for Mr. McLaughlin.
Or, unless he brought them from home today.
Also possible.
Also possible.
And then they made sure, like, and if you could just cross your legs, Kyle, so we could see them real quick. We don't want those shoes to go to waste. Oh, thank you so much.
This is what I wanted to say about this ad, really. This is Kyle McLaughlin starring in an ad that is pretending to be for some sort of like Jejun Institute style fake retro computer cult. Mm-hmm. And it's also Kyle McLaughlin again. And it's for potato cakes and it's a fake infomercial. What I'm saying is like, I think I've brought the Munch Squad to heel. I think Munch Squad works for me now.
Yeah.
Is what I'm think. I worry that I've like perverted it to my own. It's like, well, I know one way we can get a little attention.
Yeah.
What about the Husky Boy and my Bim Bam?
Right.
This feels like they did some dream mining.
It really does feel like to a point where it's like, and it's about Arby's potato cakes because since 2021, yeah, I've been mourning their absence.
Did you request this?
Several omens have recently foretold the reemergence of Arby's beloved crispy side item.
Is this from the press release?
Reading the text. Several omens have recently foretold the reemergence of Arby's beloved crispy side item, and only lit enthusiasts like McLaughlin can be trusted to inform all the members of the Order of the Details of Potato Cakes Limited Return. As a potato cakes devotee myself, I'm proud to enlighten all potato cakes lovers about the return of our cherished menu item, said McLaughlin, leader of Arby's newly founded Order of Potato Cakes. We've been waiting 3 long years, and our voices have finally been heard. Potato cakes are back at Arby's, thanks to the powers that beef. When I said powers that beef, you know how you all are finding this kind of funny, but not as funny as it should be? It's because they just made it for me. Do you understand how narrow, like, they wrote powers that beef in my own blood. You know what I mean? It's like,
We've talked about a lot of celebrity endorsement pairings, and quite often they reek of like, I don't know, man, I don't care anything about this, put my name on it. This is the most like Kyle McLaughlin had ideas for.
What are they?
It.
Fried potato triangles?
I've written up a script for what I'm going to say.
I've figured it out already.
I've got the shoes picked out already.
I already have some shoes that are appropriate.
What's the budget for the commercial? $700?
How much of that is for me? None of it. Okay. So this is gratis. Fair enough.
Anything for you, Arby's.
To further honor Potato Cake's return, Arby's will also offer a variety of bespoke, limited edition merch items created specifically for the order, including a potato cake amber necklace, potato cake candle, enamel pin, and official garb of the order in the form of a t-shirt and hoodie.
What bespoke means?
Well, yes. I just want to say that the sad thing is I didn't read this paragraph until I got up on stage, so it's been a kind of distracting show trying to see how much of that I can still buy.
I was wondering what you were doing, Justin. I did catch a little.
I needed
out
to
of
be able to say
eye.
Like, and I bought it all. But you know, like Arby's has built a reputation of offering bold, delicious menu items from our well-known classics like roast beef sandwiches and Jamocha shake to our limited time specials like, yeah, for sure. And the bourbon BBQ sandwiches, it's not as good as Rax's, but I bet they didn't even make it up here. The fans asked for again and again. Now we're bringing back potato cakes, one of our most requested and beloved items, to celebrate the true love, passion, and devotion our guests show for them day in and day out. I guess they didn't tell her about the skit, huh? They should tell people about the skit if they're going to ask him for a quote so they don't come off like a real, you know, turd.
Right.
Anyway, they're back now. You can go get them.
Not right now. Please wait till the show's done.
Not this second, but thank you. And thank you, Arby's, and thank you, Kyle.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate it. I'm tired of sitting on my butt and not Whoa. Doing anything to help anybody, and I'm not even doing anything about my dream, and I promised you guys that I was going to. In 2024, I was going to make real progress on my dream, and honestly, yeah. it's late in the year, and
running
I feel
out of
like
time.
Yeah. I'm running out of time. What should I do? Help.
Well, Justin, is your dream to build a beautiful website?
It could be the first step of a dream, maybe.
Okay, because if you want to build a beautiful website to engage with your audience and sell anything from products to content to time all in one place and on your terms, you could do that on Squarespace. And I'll tell you, Justin, it's pretty weird that you didn't already know that, because we've talked about Squarespace.
Well, like a lot, like a bunch.
Lot.
This, you could say, Trav, that this is my third time talking about Squarespace today.
And it just hasn't sunk in? Because I guess at this point, we're also telling our audience again about Squarespace, which we've talked about a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know why our audience is so fucking dense.
Get the net, audience.
I'm just saying,
how many
guys.
Times do we have to fucking tell you about Squarespace?
I don't want to get angry about it. I've held my tongue for too long, audience. It's Squarespace time. Buckle in.
We've all used it. We've all made websites with it. It's
and
so,
look at
so
us now.
Easy. Look at us now. We're so successful. It's so easy, and it makes your stuff look good. They give you templates, and you pick the stuff out of the templates you want, and it looks like you're an internet pro, and you don't actually have to know anything, except that Squarespace is the place you should go to do the things.
So go to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/mybrother to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Now,
Fly,
Justin,
you fools.
Now, Justin, I don't know if having a website is going to really further your dream of... If memory serves, you said you wanted to be a Mortal Kombat guy. You said you wanted to be a playable fighter in Mortal Kombat. And I don't know how the website is going to...
My dream, if you'd remember, Griffin, is to do a better job sharing my photos with my friends and family.
Yes, but having to be a Mortal Kombat playable character was his nightmare, Griffin. Justin has a recurring nightmare every night where
that was my,
they show up and just beat his ass.
That was my Are You Afraid of the Dark episode. My dream is to...
The Are You Afraid of the Dark episode is just 21 minutes of Justin getting his ass fucking stomped by Scorpion and Katana and Sub-Zero.
But all of them working together, which they don't normally
do.
But they agree to...
And it's weird because normally they don't give the other fighters lines about why they're doing it and why they feel so good about kicking the other person's ass.
Yeah. This time they have to absolutely team up to stomp my ass
for quote, wrongs you've committed against them and God, is
and
they keep saying.
They make special fatalities just for Justin. Like
just
Johnny
for
Cage,
me, they're specific.
There's one where Justin, Johnny Cage rips off his penis and throws it and it smacks against the Hollywood sign.
Wait, he rips off his own penis? That's how bad he is? Is
Johnny Cage yells, "I hate Justin so much," and he rips off his own penis and throws it. Pop, against the Hollywood sign.
So and Justin dies of shame.
So aura frames are really good frames.
Aura frames, you said?
I've been trying to tell you guys about aura frames. They're so good.
Yeah.
And I segued into it. You guys start talking about all this nonsense. This absolute garbage about people's dicks and stuff. I'm just trying to make
that's
a living.
That's here in the copy, Justin.
I'm trying to make
we
a living.
We didn't make that up. It's word for word. This is all highlighted in the copy.
I'm a family. I'm a community leader, guys.
You're right.
You gotta be.
You're right.
Okay? Just do a normal ad. It's a gift.
I'm with you now.
It's a gift. You give a gift to somebody you love, and you have an aura frame. You can set it up ahead of time on their Wi-Fi details. You can get it all hooked up. They don't need to be tech savvy to have one, and you don't really have to be tech savvy to use it. It's really easy with the Aura app. You can upload pictures that you take right away wirelessly to anybody's frame, your own frame at home, or maybe like a grandma, uncle, whatever. It's a beautiful gift. We've given them to lots of people.
If you got kids, loves them. If you got kids and your parents aren't online, and this is a way to get the pictures of your kids to your parent, but to your parents without having to explain how, you know, Instagram works and ask
keep
them
off of it. Keep them off of social media.
Yeah, please, Christ.
They don't need to be on Facebook.
Tell them that the Aura Frame is Instagram. They don't know their
kids. They don't know anything.
Hey, if you would like to try this out, I promise you it makes a great gift. I've literally given it to probably a half dozen people at this point. For a limited time, visit AuraFrames.com and get $45 off Aura's best-selling Carver Matte Frames by using promo code MYBROTHER at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code MYBROTHER. This exclusive Black Friday Cyber Monday deal is their best of the year, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply.
Real quick. It's got a couple announcements before you get back to the rest of the show. It's Blart Week, baby. The 10th anniversary of Till Death Do Us Blart drops this Thursday on American Thanksgiving.
All week we'll be showcasing special Blart content. You can see Blart marathons all week long.
We're not doing any of that.
Your mailbox. There's a Blart mailer in there.
Just doing the one episode that we did record a while ago, but it's coming out and it's going to be great. Please join us as we watch Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 with our friends Tim and Guy for the 10th year running. Also, we're doing our Candle Night special on December 14th at 9 p.m. We got special bits we've made and special videos, and we're going to do my Bim Bam bits, and it's all holiday themed, and we don't cuss. And it's a great time of year, and you get together, and you share it with your family, and it's just lovely. bit.ly/CandleNightsTickets2024 is where you can go to get a ticket for that. So you should do it, and then join us December 14th at 9 p.m. It's all pre-recorded, but we air it live so everybody can watch it and chat about it, and it's a good vibe, I promise.
Yeah.
And speaking of a good vibe, if you're listening to this week of Thanksgiving, I am appearing off-Broadway in the 20-Sided Tavern. It's a live D&D improv off-Broadway show. It's an absolutely chaotic good time. You can get your tickets at the20sidedtavern.com. I'm only doing 7 shows, so don't miss it. the20sidedtavern.com. Come see me there. I'll be doing like a stage door meet and greet after each show. So come see the show.
We got
and
merch.
Say hi.
We got some new merch for Candle Nights. The Candle Nights poster and ornament are available now, designed by Matt H. Taylor. And all proceeds for that particular item and the Candle Nights show go to Harmony House, which works to end homelessness in the Huntington area through permanent housing and supportive service programs. And then also, other merch we got, Death Blart 10-year anniversary poster celebrating our so far pretty great track record of staying
flawless
alive.
Run.
Yeah.
Killer, yeah.
And also, if you want to get Fungalore merch, you should do it before the end of the year. And 10% of all merch sales this month of November will be donated to the First Nations Development Institute. Their mission is to uplift and sustain the lifeways and economies of Native communities through advocacy, financial support, and knowledge sharing, all at McElroyMerch.com.
In case we didn't say it in the episode, thanks to Montaigne for the use of My Life is Better with You.
I know we said it. We always say it at live shows. I pride myself on my stuff.
Just in case. Who knows when this was?
But I do thank Montaigne. I do thank Montaigne.
I thank you.
Enjoy the rest of it. Bye. We are now going to call some folks down to the microphone that is here at stage left, house right. We asked you to send in your questions. I'm going to call out your name and your seat number. And when you approach,
Justin Strongmanning over there. God damn it, dude.
Because you crushed a can of White Claw?
He did it with his mind, Griffin.
Okay, cool.
I was trying to send a secret signal. Hey, it got through.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
When you come on down.
I was really close. Have you guys ever done... Beautiful. Hey, here's a quick question. Have you guys ever done the crush on your head thing? I feel like...
Not for you.
I clearly wasn't asking everybody in the audience to answer individually for themselves, but I do love that spirit, honestly.
The way in which you answer, like, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, Justin.
Are we going to do it right now?
No, please.
I'm really not already crushing my can. I was just curious. I don't think I would have...
It would hurt, and we'd embarrass ourselves.
Okay, do you feel like you... You're not gonna...
I'm not Stone Cold Steve Austin, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah,
me.
No shit, Griffin.
Like, I'm not gonna, but, like, you think you could, right?
I mean, I've bit into one like a werewolf and Teen Wolf. I'm human.
I'm already going to the hospital after the show, so I may as well cut my forehead terribly.
I think the trick has to be you squeeze a little as you do it.
I think you gotta squeeze a little as you do it, right?
I don't know, man. I'll ask Stone Cold Steve Austin next time I see him. We're going to call you down to the microphone.
At book club.
Please let me get through this. Please. It's not funny. It's just informative, but I have to do it, and you're not letting me. It's just an explanation.
This is actually a good time.
Do it.
This is actually the perfect time for me to finish my Army Street section.
You have to log in?
Shut
you
up,
have
Chris.
To log in
you
with Arby's.
Arby's account.
You haven't saved!
Justin has his Arby's account password saved on his password manager!
Stop it! Stop looking, Travis. I can't do it
but
if you look.
But what if that's the thing that, like, gets you on the dark web sites? Arby's today suffered a terrible hack. I mean, they're dope. Okay.
I get emails about it all the time, like, hey, they cracked this password, J-Man. It's like, well, that'll give me street cred. Let them rifle through there. I don't care. It's a long purchasing history.
When you come to the fucking microphone, here at Stage Left, House Right, if you want to give us your name, your pronouns, if you'd like, and a synopsis of the question that you sent in, that would be lovely. Hello. Who are you?
Tell us about yourself.
That was not supposed to stump you.
I've been a designer for most of my life.
No name. What's your pronouns?
Some things happened 3 years ago, and I went on some hard times.
Wait,
right?
Are our mics not working?
Wait, I need it.
What's
we
your
have,
name?
We need your name,
oh,
please.
I'm Paul. I'm sorry, him.
It's okay. Hey, Paul. Welcome to stage, Paul.
Right now.
All right. Paul, with our introductions out of the way.
They're new meds.
It's all good, Paul.
What's going on, Paul? How can we help?
So I've been a designer for like 30 years. Went in some hard times about 3 years ago. Something happened. But anyhow.
Was it the potato cakes getting taken out of Arby's? Because that hit a lot of us.
You know how it goes.
That's when McElroy stuff went downhill fast.
Yeah. I finally landed a job in sales, but I don't have a whole lot of experience at it. And I wanted to sort of inject some fun and pizzazz into my sales pitch, and I was hoping you guys could help me. I do sell headstones.
Yeah. Yeah, you saved that for the end in the email, too. And my brain was all getting really excited about different gags, and then, oops, right there at the end.
It's just so sad.
Okay, I got two things for you.
Okay.
First, start talking about it like a celebrity endorsement, like, this is the headstone like John Wayne uses, right? And so that way, you tie it in that way. And then if you want a little joke, you can say, and you can use it, it's flexible, headstone, footstone, however you want to do it.
No.
Well, yeah, that won't go over real good.
Okay,
it's proven
then
here.
You make a joke.
If that... Listen, screens are the future. How big are screens right now for you guys? Yeah, I thought so. The next step after that
is... Do you mean measurement or popularity?
No. Screens in the headstones, it's huge.
Yeah,
right
but you
now.
Said how big is it?
I just mean
and
how big.
I thought you were asking
71
what's the corner
inches.
To, like how many? No. I don't need a big screen there. I'm not trying to be flashy forever. And besides, if you get a big screen in your headstone, what about in 5 years they got better screens? You're going to look like a dork for dying when you did. You don't need that. So you need AI to update it. So whatever's hot then, that's what's on your headstone.
Yeah.
It's like, here lies Justin. And then you've got like a Fortnite guy or, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like skibbidying all over me.
Sure.
And my name. And he's
but
just
then what if there's a glitch and that's what it gets stuck as forever?
And then in the year 3100, during the second great human renaissance, people are like, we gotta smash this fucking headstone, guys.
We can all agree we like this one the least. History's greatest villain, according
to... Did that creep up? What's his fucking deal?
Is there a law that says the dates on a headstone have to be true?
Technically, no.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Because if you could stretch it out to a ridiculous number and then wait like 200 years from now, someone's like, yeah, what the fuck?
Whoa, they were born in 1251, died 1998?
Huh. That's all I want.
That's cool. Or have it go backwards. Whoa.
I'm trying
to... Does it have to be the right name, or can you put like Benjamin Button on there and just like freak everyone out?
I mean, I'm trying to think...
The real Benjamin Franklin. Yeah. And we found him!
I'm trying to think of other like de facto sales pitch stuff that's already out. Like, oh, that's my favorite. No, that one's delicious. Like, you can't do that. That works at a restaurant. Or like, yeah, people... are wild about that one. We get a lot of repeat business on that. Like,
I don't know why.
The last headstone you'll ever need.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know why we have ceded the fun marketing ground exclusively to like auto dealerships on TikTok. I feel like there's an opportunity there for you to become the fun TikTok headstone dealer. Maybe.
Is there a way to make a headstone get taller over time? A big, like, you know, Lick-A-Made? A big Lick-A-Made stick that looks like it's dipping into my coffin.
Edible headstones.
Yeah, yeah.
Can it be a 3D printer, but it's, like, so slow? So, like, in 30 years, it'll finally finish, and it's a statue of me or something. That would be killer.
What's your usual pitch, like...
Yeah, where do you start?
How much, usually
I start with, I'm sorry, your family member died.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a bad place. That's not fun. There's no pizzazz there.
Yeah.
Fuck, guys. No, we should have said something. God damn it. Why didn't
we
say
that? No, that's a place to start like, man, I'm so glad you're here.
Nah.
Finally.
My dumbass was just like, do a TikTok dance. I should have said, apologize about their dead family member.
Wait, people aren't picking out their own headstones ahead of time?
What's
you got to get that going. I don't want these ham and eggers picking out my headstone. They're going to get boring-ass headstones. I want to pick my own headstone.
Why
and make
on God's green earth would we be the ones
in
to decide on your headstone?
In what reality? We are 20th on that list if we are anywhere on it
because
at all.
Because my wife is crying so hard, she's throwing up.
Travis, I swear to God, there's probably... literally 24 people that would do a better job in the line of succession. But do you know
who?
If you let
my 7-year-old,
Travis,
you monster,
you have known us for a very long time. If you let Griffin and I be in charge of it, you will
Dog,
not like
you
it.
Won't.
You won't
will
like
haunt
it, dude.
Our ass is guaranteed.
I was gonna do that anyways, but I thought it was gonna be like nice headstone, bro.
Jeez,
Louise, now I'll never die.
This is my impression of Griffin and I for the rest of our lives. It's what he would have wanted, right? I mean, he would have gotten it. Yeah. He would have gotten it.
Hey,
he would have gotten it.
Can you make some of the headstones vert ramps and just like...
I'd love that, actually.
Super easy.
How, that would be cool.
How
if
hard...
If one in a million people who stepped on my grave fell into it, that's actually what I want. Just a trapdoor and you never know when it's going to go.
Can you write on every headstone, no treasure here, guaranteed?
Wink.
Wink.
No, that statement has to be true.
Well, maybe.
Is there a law about that?
Better question, have we helped you?
Yes.
Thank you so much. This is a relief. Good luck.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hi there.
Hi, how's it going?
Going good. Ryan, he, him.
Hey, hi, Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
I teach for a living, and I have a lot of free time in the summer. And one of the things I like to do is go to garage sales locally, because you never know what you're going to find.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of do.
It's mostly garbage.
Board games and smelly clothes.
Half of a basketball hoop.
12 records.
Ripped up Pokemon cards, you know.
That's a story there.
That's the Holy Grail, really.
Why do they rip them up and keep them? Bad breakup.
So what is your question? How can we help?
My question is, though, what do I say to the people running the garage sales when I don't buy anything?
You say, anything else good inside?
Where's the primos?
Where's the prime shit? You got,
Where's the prime rigs?
You got any stock in the back room? By which I mean your house.
Where's the black market and your hoe? Take me to the seedy underbelly of your house.
Where's the stuff for the
deliberate connoisseurs?
Hey, do y'all do food? I'm hungry.
Hey, I love the display you got out of here for the normies. But what do you got for us discerning adults?
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Where's the beaded curtain I can step through?
Right. Where's the adults only section? You could do what I do whenever I leave a place without buying something and loudly announce to anyone who's listening that I left my wallet in the car and then leave.
You do that every time you leave a garage sale without buying something?
He does that when he leaves my house, girl.
I do that when I leave most places without buying something. Yes, I will announce that I left my wallet in the
car. Now, there is a problem with that, though, Justin, where garage sales do mainly dig place outside. So they would watch you get into car, and start car, change gears, drive away.
Yes, but by the time I've gone, so have they, from my mind, I mean.
That's better, Travis. Don't you think it's better for the garage sale runner to be like, oh, he's fucking gone, rather than the person working at the shop that can't see Justin get on, drive off, just waiting? Should we lock up? It's way past closing time. Nah, man. Juice said he'd be back with the wallet.
And I'm a huge fan of my brother, me. I know I didn't say that to him then, but he's coming back.
Yeah, I think you gotta be honest.
This shit sucks.
You gotta get better shit, Nick. You made precious memories with this stuff?
No, you didn't hear me. I said one man's trash is another man's treasure. Yes. I'm not the person that thinks it is treasure, so I have to go.
I will be honest with you, Ryan. I don't think I've ever done this, because you can usually find something at a garage sale for like a quarter, and that's a penalty you pay for not finding any cool shit at the garage
sale.
Although that's weird when you're like, just the ashtray, thanks. I just started smoking.
I haven't started smoking yet, but I'm thinking of taking it up.
I don't know if I like smoking, but I love Betty Boop.
Ryan, if you walk up to a garage sale, what is it the first thing you're looking for? Like, what's your
connection.
First priority?
Touch. Non-ripped up Pokemon cards.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So Pokemon cards are the number one.
Then you just walk up, look him square in the eye, and say, I'll take all your Pokemon cards.
And when they say none, you say, okay, then why did you make me come?
Yeah. Then why did you put Pokemon's for sale on the poster? You didn't? Fuck, what address is this? I gotta go.
Have you ever not stopped? Have you ever driven past like, got any Pokemon? Nope, all right, bye.
I 100% have done like the slow drive-by where you can kind of like scope it out and you're like,
you see
I can
really
keep
big
going
Pokemon.
And not have to stop here.
One time I was at a garage sale with Rachel when we were still living in Austin and before we had kids and stuff. When we could still just drive around the neighborhood in the weekend and look at garage sales. And we were like, fuck yeah, that one's got a hammock for sale. So we bought the hammock. And then they were like, all right, so are you going to be by with the truck later to pick it up? And we were like, oh yeah, that's right. It has to get to our house somehow. It's a hammock. Forgot about that part of it.
So what did you do?
It was like 3 blocks away. We carried it home. That's how we got strong.
Huh.
We used it like 4 times. It was well worth it, guys.
Excellent.
Like, does that help?
Yeah, that actually really helps.
Awesome. Thank you, Ryan. Cool, Ryan. Thank you. I didn't expect you'd feel that way.
Did anyone else? Oh, thank God.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Hi.
I'm Katie H. I asked a question about hot air balloons. And
yeah,
how
Katie.
I get them
yeah,
to...
Katie. So many questions from us
I'm
on
so
this
delighted.
One.
Hi. So what's up with the hot air balloons, Katie?
My question was, how do I get them to stop landing in my yard?
Yes. Now,
right?
So, this is rare for us.
With their hula hoops and their
really,
hot air balloons.
I'd love to let Katie talk for like 30 seconds, because I do need a lot of information really quickly.
So I live in like the middle of a cornfield, and it was an empty lot for like 40 years, so I think it was just like their secret landing spot.
To get... Okay, yes. I guess if you do need... to piss or shit as a hot air balloon pilot. You can't do it in the sky.
No, you got a plan for that. There's, okay, sorry.
They
go
did
on.
Plan for it. They had this nasty little cornfield they would park in and do their business before rising back up.
Hey, Katie, I know this isn't the question you asked, but moving forward in the future, if someone asks you where you live, don't say, I live in the middle of a cornfield. Because it does sound like you've just risen up from the ground.
Okay, so but they're still parking it, you're saying?
Yes.
How often?
Like at least once like a year they'll try and land.
Okay,
in my
thank
yard.
God year
no,
was the end of that.
Travis, you say that, but my rate of hot air balloon parking encounters is approximately zero a year for the whole of my life. One a year is a lot of hot air balloons to randomly land in your. If you all
it's
had
not
an annual hot air balloon visit.
I think you could make more space in it for your life if it was more frequent.
That's true.
It's almost worse than it's
set
annual.
Up, you could set up like an outpost and sell them goods and serve. You're here to trade furs.
And then if it happens every few years, it's magical like Brigadoon.
Yeah.
Once a year is the worst frequency it could happen with.
It's like really weird too, because like they have people on the ground. I don't know if you guys know this, but they have like people on the ground. They like come driving up my driveway with like walkie talkies, and they're like trying to tell them not to land because there's a house there.
Yeah.
Do they land on your house?
No. But
how
they
fast are these fucking balloons going? They can't clock the fucking house on the ground.
One
I didn't know
did,
hot air balloons.
It's too late. It's too late. I don't know what to do. Give it more hot.
Yeah.
So it go up. Man,
I didn't know landing was such a committed process. I'm like, no, man, I'm coming in. Tell the house to move.
I know why they need pullers. Obvious, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's a delicate balance for sure. I don't know why they need spotters for houses. It's just a balloon. Don't
yes.
go there.
You
go
have literally up. Nothing obstructing your sight line except for maybe four ropes.
Katie, you need to put a bunch of cactuses on your roof.
That's
because
really
then good. That's the hot air balloon's natural enemy.
Hey, Katie, you got a label maker?
No.
You want? Can you get a hold of a label maker? You want to own a hot air balloon? I'm saying that guy lands. You're like, bring her in, pal. Bring her in. No problemo. As soon as it lands, Katie's, what? What does it say on here? Well, it's, let's see, it's at my house, and it says mm-hmm. Katie's on it. So I guess that's my hot air balloon.
But I'll go to the police, will you? Because you landed in my fucking yard.
Yeah,
dude.
You landed on my you landed on my yard, and if you'll notice, I'm 10 feet above you. I'm flying away like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
You'll never see me again, motherfucker.
Oh, but wait. Hold up. How do you go down? Because,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey, wait, hold on. Climb up that rope. Hurry.
Hey, wait. Do you guys know of any other cornfields? Because I can't land here. It would be hugely embarrassing.
But maybe with owners who are less grabby than me.
Can you get some friends to come over and dress up as, I don't know, scary-looking balloon scavengers?
Okay. Griffin, sorry.
It's a really good
have
movie.
The friends come over and dress like the Cowardly Lion, the Tin Man, Scarecrow, and Dorothy, and be so excited that the balloon came back.
That would also work. Yeah, I think that would also work.
Katie, I was about to say that helped, but like we're really doing a good job.
Yeah.
So I think that I feel like question answered, right? Feel good? Yeah, I thought so.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you, guys.
A Shrek on it. A lot of you were probably thinking, I bet they don't have a Shrek hot air balloon.
We gotta stop making such big Shreks, everybody. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Sawyer. I use they, them pronouns.
Hi, Sawyer.
I got so lost coming down here.
I know. I'm
it
so
is
sorry.
A little
You're
bit
like, where is everyone? Yeah. In a labyrinth?
We got lost backstage a couple of times, too.
Yeah.
It's the Masonics were constantly under threat of invasion, so they needed to.
The weirdest part is all the arrow holes facing out.
Yeah, it's weird. Anyway, Sawyer, what's your question?
Okay. So my sister had a fish, R.I.P. Its name was Screwdriver. And as you
it's
do
a great
for the
name for a fish.
Yeah, traditional fish funeral, we flushed it down the toilet.
Burial, let's see, yeah.
Nearly immediately, I had to use the bathroom.
Did you perchance eat a pepperoni roll 25 minutes prior to the funeral?
No, but it sounds good.
It doesn't.
Maybe it's for not. Me.
So what happened next, I guess?
Luckily, we have, like, other bathrooms
okay.
in the house. But that one is, like, the one closest to my room.
Sure. Yeah. It's the good one.
Yeah,
it's,
your favorite.
It's
that's
the good
fine.
One.
We all have a favorite one.
Yeah, you have a home base.
What would Screwdriver have wanted? Like, was Screwdriver nasty? There may be some fish that are like, you'll never believe it. It finally happened.
I never thought it would happen to me.
Every 8 different cycles on this shit planet, 7 different incarnations, finally it happened. I've been waiting for.
Sawyer, if that ever happens again, let me prepare you with this statement. Mm-hmm. I just need a moment alone. I have a lot of feelings right now, all building up inside of me. I just need a moment alone
ashes,
with the ghost of Screwdriver.
Ashes to ashes, I'm about to bust. You guys gotta get out.
And what? Now the traditional moment when you all quickly leave the room.
Paul, if you're still looking for headstone sales tactics, I think offering a burial at P could be novel at the very least. It's not like that same day, right? You gotta let the sun set on Screwdriver's. Oh no, am I?
Like, no. What are you talking
Once
about?
Once the flush has happened,
it's flush.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Now, a flush does have to happen.
Yeah,
that
you gotta. Yeah,
pivotal.
You gotta flush.
No.
You should be. Can I say though? Pro tip to everybody: you should be flushing when you put it in. Because if you don't, it's not good.
You say whatever you're gonna say before it enters the toilet. Don't put it in, and then say your words.
And make sure. And honestly, while we're at it, make sure you flush before too. You want to be
you
really.
You should be flushing your toilet constantly.
It's just it's a taste issue. Honestly, it's a taste issue.
You should be taking.
It's
your...
a taste, not taste. God, man. Guys, this used to be a classy show.
It
you
sounds
know?
Like you're talking about sous-viding your fish in the toilet.
It used to be a classy show for adults.
Well, then
discerning
what did you
adult.
Mean? You can't say it's a taste issue.
Are you getting dressed like you're about to walk off stage?
Do you need to use the bathroom?
Well, I never. Harumph. No, I'm just saying it's distasteful to not flush before and after the service. I'm saying there should be a little bit of taste apply to the ceremony.
And yes, ideally you do have a marching band lead you into the toilet, Justin. Obviously, in a perfect world.
Do you take out the little, like, blue cleaning disc inside the toilet before you put the fish in there?
That's what they would have wanted. And turn off the music when it flushes because you have a special music. That would be embarrassing.
First,
I bet
you cleanse the fish in the bidet.
Yes,
right.
Yes. Spray it out. No, you put the fish in first, fire up the bidet, give him one last ride.
Whee!
Goodbye.
Sawyer, does that help? I don't want to talk to my brothers about this anymore.
Yeah, thanks, Sawyer. I appreciate it. Does it help?
It did help. Thank
yes.
you.
Thank you so much, Sawyer.
I knew it.
Hey, y'all, thank you so much for coming to our live show tonight. It has been an absolute blast. You all are incredible, and there's so many of you. Holy shit.
Thank you so much.
That's amazing. Oh, wait, I'm going to be real you. Nah, I don't know where my phone is. Never mind. But I'll tell all my friends later. They'll be so jealous.
We want to say a big thank you to Justin Gray, who did our poster.
It's You can find it outside. Maybe we signed a whole bunch of them, and you can buy them out front.
My favorite part is where there's a birdhouse in my soul.
And your face, for some reason.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, that's where my soul is, Griffin. It's on my feet.
Thank you to Paul and Amanda and to Rachel and to Jack and everyone who helps us do all
to
of these
Sawbones.
Shows.
Hey, thanks, Sawbones.
To Clint McElroy.
Thank you, Clint. Thank you to the staff of this beautiful temple. They've been so accommodating. And our spread backstage, they really went above and beyond with the candy.
God.
And we so appreciate that extra touch. There's like 8 different candies back there. It's great.
It's gorgeous. Thank you to Montaigne for the use for our theme song, My Life is Better With You.
I have a wish here that I would like to elevate for Funglore. We don't need to, but yeah. I want to elevate.
Oh, and thanks to Sawbones for opening and absolutely crushing it.
I said that, right?
And thank you to also to Paul and Clint McElroy. And to you.
You.
You all can see me, right? Okay.
They brought strudel to It's Backstage as well. Not for you, for us, but...
And pepperoni rolls. They will lose points for that when God judges them.
And thanks to Paul.
And thanks to Paul.
And hey, big thanks to Paul. The headstone dealer.
We have a wish for Fungalore.
We have a wish for Fungalore.
I have a wish that I want to elevate. Shut up.
Oh, I'm sorry, Travis. Is it hard to talk sometimes on the show because the other two guys are just doing their fucking...
All right, we're going to do a sound bath. Raise up this wish to Fungalore right.
House left, your mind. Stage right,
just
you're
jazz
the
it,
same
baby.
Half.
No rules, just right. Just feel it and do it.
Rub, 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 rub.
I wish rain would taste more fun.
My name's Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.